Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, I'll be talking with Debbie McKee of In the Fed Protest. Lindsey Williams joins us, the author of the Energy Non-Crisis, a predict that the oil prices would drop below 50. American Farm Bureau Federation Director of Regulatory Relations, Rick Krause. And we will also have Bob Chapman on. Let's go back to your calls right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Ted in New York. Ted, welcome.
Welcome. Yes, I've been listening for a while to different shows on WWCR, and I've noticed that often brought up is there a, seems to be an assumption that there's dedication between the generations of the elite. And I have to really question that thesis when I know that something as simple as the Word of God can mean totally different things between what's the original in the Greek and what is in English. There's two words for the Word of God, Taurima tu Theou, Ketu Logu tu Theou. Two different, totally different things, but you can't even begin to understand that.
Well, sir, I mean, how are there 500-year-old universities? I mean, the Rothschilds have been had great power for 300 years. Royal families, I mean, that's what wealth is all about, is maintaining it and expanding it. There is a world government. They're announcing world government of and for by the bankers, where we'll pay carbon taxes to them, and they'll micromanage our everyday lives. I mean, this is now happening. So, I mean, you're saying you don't know how there's dedication generation through generation by the Anglo-American elite.
Well, I'm sure there's proof or somewhere of that. But
yeah, of course. I mean, they've commissioned books by historians about their own private records. Carol Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope. I mean, they admit all this, sir. Helmut Schmidt, the German chancellor, wrote a book, Men and Power, is a political retrospective. It says it all.
Yeah.
I mean, this is everywhere. So, I mean, it's all happening right now. I can't, I mean, are we debating whether it exists or what's going on here?
Well, I think that a lot of the emphasis is placed on what's the English versions, or they're actually translations.
Sir, I mean, are you talking about the Bible or elites passing things on?
Well, the Word of God can be the sayings of God, but you wouldn't read that in an English version.
So how does that, I thought you were talking about elites generationally, and then you keep jumping back to the Bible.
Well, the Bible is where the Word of God is, and whether it's the evil or the good, they have to get the power through God. Mm. And
no, the devil has been given dominion over this planet, the god of this world.
Yeah.
And then men are given free will, and then we have free will to call upon God. But that's a distortion of Romans 13 that, you know, God puts these devils over us. There's some cases with Israel being judged by that. But, you know, I'm going to fight evil and fight corruption. I'm
okay, bye.
Yeah. Take care. Take care, buddy. Good to hear from you. What happens is people get in these loops, and they obsess on just one thing. And it was incoherent. It was incoherent, caller. I mean, what is it? Every time I talk to a mainline Christian and I say, hey, there's a world government they're announcing and all this corruption and microchips with Microsoft is teaming up with Applied Digital Solution to microchip the people, they just go, oh, well, what does the Bible say? And I go, well, listen, I'm just talking about I don't want the government tracking me with a chip. And they go, but is that of the Lord? Is that of He? And you go, but there's corruption. The CPS is grabbing kids and using them for medical experiments and killing them. It's in the newspaper and nothing's being done. But do you love the Lord? And they just like fall back and they go, but what's your point intellectually? And they just go, and then they'll challenge you on some dogma and say, I am a Pharisee. I know more. Or they'll say, is there an elite? I mean, it's mass mental illness is what it is. I mean, the public just... And that's why they're taking us over. They know we're ripe. They know we're rotten. They know we're brain dead.
Uh-huh. today unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. The economic disaster is taking food out of the mouths of our families. Farmers, food brokers, and grocery stores can't get credit to supply your food. Over a third of us can't afford to buy food and pay our other expenses. Lines of credit and cards are often cut back or canceled. Last year, the eFoods Direct Holiday Food Unit was a fun and exciting one-year supply with a great price. This year, to quickly complete our food supply preparations, eFoods Direct has created a very serious holiday unit. This super supply costs $300 less than the basic Liberty one-year supply and has more food. Safe food for less than half the cost of last year's groceries. For delivery by Christmas, orders must be submitted by the end of November. Good food is a gift of life and love this holiday season. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I was out of the studio during that break. We have our next guest. Fantastic. We've just got it for this segment. It's Debbie McKee. Then Lindsay Williams is joining us. We're going to talk about taxes on cows, pigs, farm animals, methane, their flatulence, and all part of the hundreds of new taxes we'll all be laboring under. The government will then take that money and turn more bureaucrats loose on us to go eat out our substance. As the Declaration of Independence states, as I have FEMA on video teaching police and firemen, that the founders are terrorists and that the Declaration of Independence is bad. That is in my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. The Fed, this is a nationwide grassroots movement, and they're all over the country coming up tomorrow at Federal Reserve, private Federal Reserve locations, protesting, demonstrating, handing out pamphlets, materials, educating people that this is the group sucking America dry with the banking takeover bill known as the bailout bill, now $5 trillion in 5.5 weeks that we know of and counting, stolen and not used for what they said it would be. Of course, how do you know they're lying? Their little beaks are moving. Going to Debbie McKee. Debbie, great to have you on with us.
Hi, Alex.
Tell us about yourself and how you got involved in this and what's coming up this weekend around the country, but particularly in Dallas.
Okay. Well, I guess it all started with Ron Paul's campaign. That's how I got involved in all the grassroots efforts. But for the end of Fed, I saw it was coming up, and I noticed that no one was leading it, and I kept kind of watching around the edges, and I asked if anybody was leading it, and no one was. So I thought, well, I guess it's me. So I stepped up to the plate, and I've got a lot of great people helping me, coordinating this, and I hope we've gotten word out to the media. That's what we've tried to do. But we're having a pre-rally event tonight. We're going to go to the Fed. They're having a conference there for university faculty. And so we're going to try to meet them as they're leaving. We'll have signs and literature, and it's also right there by a highway and get the 5 o'clock traffic.
Yeah, what time is that and where?
We're going to meet at 3:30 in front of the Meyerson. It's the Symphony Center right across the highway, Woodall Rogers Highway, from the Fed building at 3:30. So we'll be out there till just about dark.
Do you have the address of the Fed building for folks?
Yes, it's 2200 North Pearl Street, Dallas, Texas.
2200 North Pearl Street, Dallas, Texas. And so at 3:30 tonight, again, where are you meeting?
It's right across Woodall Rogers Freeway from the Fed building. It's just south a block. There's the Meyerson Symphony Center there. There's a strange red object of art on a lawn. And we can meet there and then walk across.
Okay, so that modern art piece, that big red one, I know the piece. I grew up in Dallas. Okay, now, you just brought up something key. They are, in every city, major city, they are bringing in the faculty, and then the faculty do it, Federal Reserve grants then flow, to brainwash the faculty to go into all the college students and tell them how great it is that the private banks are doing this takeover. And they've got their propagandists everywhere showing they need to push this down our throats with 1,000-to-1 phone calls against the Fed with the bailout. So there's another example. You say the faculty's going into a meeting.
Yeah, it's an all-day conference today. Yep.
Unbelievable. Just and that's how they get our people. They just bring them in, make them feel important, make them feel like they're part of the power structure, tell them the Fed's the government and has to take over society. It's disgusting. But you guys are going to be there educating them that it's a bad thing.
We're going to try. We're going to do what we can.
Well, we have a lot of listeners in North Texas, and I hope that they'll be there for that event today at 3:30. What about tomorrow? What time are you meeting and where?
Okay. The rally officially starts at 12 noon, and we're going to completed by about 2 or so, but some of us, I'm going to put out the word, I would like to meet at that same place at the Meyerson by the Red Arch. I would like to meet about 11:15 or 11:30 for anybody who's willing to, inclined to come and join me in prayer, and we're going to pray for our country and for the Fed and for this whole situation, and then we'll move on over across the street to the Fed by 11:30, 11:45, and start the rally at 12. So I need to ask you when you're going to come, because I know you're going to be in Dallas for the JFK Memorial.
Yes, I will mosey on over there at noon, because the grassy knoll,
okay,
where I'll be loitering about, doing interviews and covering the 45th anniversary of the shadow government taking over, and then I'll meander on over to cover your event, and look forward to meeting you there in person.
Well, good. I look forward to that, too. I know a lot of people are coming just because they heard you're going to be there, so you'll increase our numbers some.
Well, I just want to mainly cover the American people protesting the real problem instead of the puppet, Barack Obama.
Yes. Yes.
Give us your breakdown, Debbie McKee, of In the Fed Dallas, of what the Federal Reserve is and why you're protesting it.
Well, I'm not an expert in this. I'm just an organizer kind of person to coordinate people and get things going. But my understanding is that it's a private cartel and that they're making money off of our backs, and it's unconstitutional, and it's gone on long enough. And if you read a little history, you can read about President Andrew Jackson and what he did back in the early to mid 1836, I think, about ending the central bank, and it's just really encouraging because, you know, it's been done before. And if you read, I think it was the Daily Kos had an article, and it was a transcript from the Money Masters, and it was, you know, by the grace of God this, by the grace of God that, you know, it just all happened, and we can do it again. And
well, on his deathbed, on his deathbed at the Hermitage, they said, "What are you most proud of?" And his incredible life, and he said, "I killed the bank." Yeah. And folks, they're the ones that inflated the currency. They're the ones that got us in debt. They're the ones that took over our government. They're the ones funding the CPS to kidnap kids. This is the parasite. It's in the Communist Manifesto. These are the bad guys. Go ahead.
Yep, it is. And I just, it's encouraging to me, and I just feel like truth is on our side. God is on our side. This is tyranny, oppression. We're fighting, and I believe we'll win. And we'll die trying, or we'll, you know, I mean, we just won't give up. And the more and more people wake up and join us, I mean, how can we be stopped? I just think that we shouldn't just roll over and say, well, you know, things are going to get worse, and what can I do about it? We need to do what we can while we can.
One other point, there have been thousands of lawsuits, hundreds in Texas alone and New York City alone, over 200, lawsuits lost by police claiming people need a permit to stand on the sidewalk. No, permits are for blocking highways or parades, but they've been trying to frustrate the First Amendment. I hope Dallas doesn't try to desecrate the First Amendment. I know the government's destroyed most everything else. This isn't a permitted march, is it?
No, no. We've been in contact. One of our organizers went down to the Dallas Police Department and went down to the Fed and talked to their security. And we do not need a permit. We just need to stay off of their private property and make sure we don't do anything that's
But let's be clear.
Awful.
5 years ago, they would have told you you did. It's because they've lost suits now that they're forced to admit there's a First Amendment. Now, I don't know about the particular Dallas Police Department, but, yeah, they've actually lost one or two that I know of, or the Fed. I'm saying specifically we had to fight for that right again, and now they're finally backing off. So that's another victory. Oh, yeah, they were saying no demonstrations. You couldn't stand with a sandwich board or they'd arrest you. But they lost so many suits. I mean, Austin's lost something like 40 suits. I mean, I know it's more than 40. But still, Austin cops will walk up and say you can't protest. And I go, buddy, you better talk to your commander because you're going to end up losing your badge.
Have something in writing. We have something in writing from the detective. And, in fact, we asked them to please come and help us to maintain order, because we want an orderly rally. We want this to be fun. We want it to be peaceful. And that's what Stephen Vincent, the organizer of all this, has been trying to make sure.
Well, the only way it would be disorderly is if they sent provocateurs. Did you read the Denver Post last week where they admit the cops attacked other cops dressed up like protesters?
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, 99%. That was incredible. 99% of the time, it's cops, and it's a fact, and we've caught them over and over again. And so the Dallas cops need to not violate the First Amendment. We will catch them. We will bring them to justice if they do.
We have let them know that we will be on the lookout, and we have several people who will be there filming everything.
Good.
With video cameras. So, you know, if anybody looks suspicious, just put your camera on them. You know. So I think we're going to have a good turnout. We're expecting quite a crowd, I think, and I think we're going to have good spirit, good attitude.
Are you guys going to have a bullhorn? They can't stop you from that either.
Well, you know, we first heard that we couldn't have a bullhorn, and then we pursued it a little further, and then we heard that we could, but we don't want everybody to bring out their bullhorns. We want just the leaders mainly to have
But it always turns. But it always turns into an orderly thing because, you know, only one person usually is on it at a time, and there might be 10 bullhorns. But, yeah, they'll tell you you don't have a right to protest until you force them. They'll tell you it's a sound ordinance, but that doesn't count. Below 10 o'clock at night is the national average. It varies. Below 10 o'clock at night in non-residential areas, if it's under the First Amendment. Now, you can't go out there and play blaring rap music. So those city ordinances have been challenged, and the criminals attempting to destroy America have been defeated. Now what about now just tell me, what about a website for folks to find out more?
Okay. Stephen Vincent's website, andthefed.us, is a great place to start. You can sign up there for more information to be notified. You can sign up under the different cities. The organizing groups under the cities, my name is there. The link to Restore the Republic group is there. And that's a good place to start.
Okay, well, I'll see you tomorrow at about 11:45 or so. And and I look forward to taking part with you guys at this event and documenting it for a documentary I'm making. Thank you so much, Debbie McKee, for stepping up to the plate.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
You bet. Stay there. I'm going to talk to you just for a moment. As I haven't talked to you yet off air, about the events tomorrow. All right, folks, we'll be right back with Lindsay Williams.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Toxic heavy metals negatively impact our health. They're in the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the products we use, and the objects we touch. Exposure is impossible to avoid. Heavy metals build up within the body over a period of time, causing poor health. However, with Kelerex, they can be mobilized and excreted in a safe and effective manner. Kelerex was developed based on Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelerex does not contain EDTA and is made from all natural ingredients, enhancing the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and preventing their reabsorption. Kelerex contains antioxidants to protect the liver, kidneys, central nervous system, and immune functions, and effectively mobilizes mercury and 15 other heavy metals, including aluminum, arsenic, lead, and more. Find out what Kelerex can do for you by calling 1-800-675-4568 or visit us online at CHELOREX.com. That's Kelerex.com today.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of...
You know, when I talk about the Austin police engaging in treason, or when I talk about the New York police engaging in treason, or the Denver cops, or the Minneapolis St. Paul, when police hire provocateurs to come in and stir up problems so the police can attack you and arrest you, or when police show up and say you don't have a First Amendment, that is desecrating the heart of this republic. I don't want to be your enemy. I want to be your friend. I want you to stand right next to the American people. But the government's been taken over. That's why your, quote, policies have been changed. And you've set yourself up against the people, not the average cop, the direction, how the government's run. And thousands of won lawsuits later, we have our First Amendment back in this country, and your free speech zones are dead. Now, for the rest of the hour, close to the rest of the hour, Lindsey Williams joins us. He predicted, three, 4 months ago, and months before that, told privately Dr. Stan Monteith that he, you know, he formerly was on the board for years, 3 years, with a major oil company, for those that don't know, when he was in Alaska. And he's known these people, and his video, one of his videos, became number one on Google Video for months on end. For like 6 months, it was in the top five every day. Hundreds of millions of views. They called him up. They said, we're basically going to kill you if you don't shut up. But you can tell the slaves this. And he broke down some of the things he told them. And I said, think. Go back in memory of that hour-long conversation. Think of anything else he said. Go back. And you know how it is when you have a long conversation later, you remember more. But Lindsey predicted when oil was at $147 a barrel that it was going to plunge below $50 or down to 50. It's now done that. And so Lindsey Williams, Pastor Lindsey Williams, joins us again. Lindsey, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you so very much, Alex, for allowing me to be on the Alex Jones Show this morning. Crude oil, $50 a barrel. Finally, on yesterday, it went to $48.78. And, Alex, the first thing that came to my mind is you've got to tell the world what is about to happen now, because what that gentleman told me back in the middle of June, and then I had the privilege of being on the Alex Jones Show on July the 28th of this year, and I said the price of crude oil is going to go to $50 a barrel. And Alex, I had a talk show host not long after that said to me when it went down to $60 and $70 a barrel, he said, Lindsey, I laughed at you when I heard you say that. He said, I thought you were crazy. And I said, I did too. I mean, I had been predicting it was going to 200, and here it goes down, 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 just because the elite have it all planned. Now, Alex, I have the privilege of being back on your show to say what is going to happen next. Folks, I plead with you. I beg of you. Now, when I said it was going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel, and I said it only based on the fact that one of the people in the world who knows everything that goes on behind closed doors, it's nice to be able to know one or more of the elite, and because of the providence of God, I had the privilege of living with them for 3 years and still stay in touch with some of them, and one of them told me it's going to $50 a barrel. I dared to come out and say it with the chance of losing all of my reputation if this man was wrong, but he was right, and here it is, as of yesterday, $50 a barrel. Folks, I plead with you. You keep that dial where it is. You listen to the rest of this show. I'm going to tell you everything is going to happen from this point on for the next year's time, Alex.
Amazing, because, you did say on record 3 or 4 months ago before all this started, you said that he did talk about then it's going to implode Russia and China and the U.S. This is a global war against all the countries, and that then the dollar was going to die. So specifically, I want to get into the other things he told you the elite are planning. Now, there are fissures in the elite. There are power struggles. Sometimes they change operations. But just like yesterday, I played you Daniel Estulin 2.5 years ago, Jim Tucker and others, saying what they got from inside Bilderberg in Canada, the kings and queens, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. And they said they're going to run the stock market up to 14,000 the next year and a half. Then they're going to plunge it. They are going to pop the subprime mortgage to consolidate things. Exactly that happened. We wrote articles. We made films. They really run things, Lindsey. And when you can go find out what the elite's saying, you know it's the future.
Alex, let me say emphatically, please, I beg of you folks, listen to Alex Jones, what he's saying. He is telling you the truth. There positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. They tell the president what to do. They dictate to Congress what bills to pass. They tell the Arabs what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil in any given day. They control the currencies of the world. This is not a conspiracy. This is an agenda on the part of the elite, and just by the providence of God...
Lindsay, stay there. We got a break. Lindsay Williams.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If I had something to spray on my license plate that would block off the camera, you betcha, Bubba, bring it on.
KETV Newswatch 7. It will render a license plate unreadable to the red light cameras.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's PhotoBlocker. This revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com and check out the newscast showing the PhotoBlocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's PhotoBlocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com is everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to SurvivalGearSource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. SurvivalGearSource.com.
Ira hates. Call him drunk.
Folks, all the New World Order is a financial empire using military force. It's the Fortune 100 owned by the big private banking families of Europe. They come in, they set up roundtable groups, the CFR, they influence peddle, and over a few decades, they buy off the countries, they get control of the governments. They run governors, they run the local legislators, many of them. They put the money behind their people. They take control of the federal system. Then they expand the power of the federal system. They levy taxes. They pump that money into their coffers. Over 60% of county, city, water district, police pension budgets, teacher pension budgets, retirement budgets, that's pumped into them. You never get it because the money that's invested on budget goes into your pension. They just take the other money. It's a criminal government. We're not here saying every FBI agent or every cop is evil, or every school teacher or every social worker is evil. The system is evil. Pastor Lindsey Williams, again, up with Atlantic Richfield and other big companies, he was in on their board meetings. He was part of it. He witnessed it. He wrote a best-selling book back in the 70s, films in the 80s on it. He got a call earlier this year when one of his talks was getting millions of views a day just on one channel on the web. He got a call, and they were told, you aren't going to be walking around very long if you don't shut up. And then Lindsay said, well, what can I talk about? And the elite loves to throw it in our face, and they said, you can talk about this. And this is what they said. So continue, Lindsay, because you said here on the show, what was the date you were here? And then a month and a half before that, you told Monteith secretly, and Monteith's totally impeccable here on the network, and then he had you on first, you were on here second. Go back through that for folks and the new info of what's coming next.
I had the privilege of being on the Alex Jones Show on July the 28th. I was contacted the middle of June by this individual whom I know, knew him well 25 years ago, was when I saw him last. He's 80-something years of age now, but once you become a part of the elite, you never get out of it. They keep you in forever. And he said these things, the price of crude oil is going to $50 a barrel. When it went below $50 a barrel on yesterday, Alex, I said, I've got to tell the world. I must. I felt such an urgency, and there's no better place to tell the world than on the Alex Jones Show. Literally, Alex, you reach around the world.
Well, thank you for contacting.
If anybody wants to tell anything, this is the right place to announce it. So, you know, I feel so honored today to be with you.
Oh, please stop, Lindsay. We appreciate you. Go ahead.
Now, what's going to happen next? Here it is, $50 a barrel. It is not going back up. It is going to stay there. Now, put these things down. I beg of you. You look at it a month, 2 months, 3 months from now, because I was told by this individual, first of all, we're going to take it to $50 a barrel and we're going to keep it there. I was talking with someone in the know the other day, just two or three days ago, and he said, no. He said, it's going right back up again. It'll just go to $50 and go back up. Folks, you are going to have $1.50 a gallon gasoline at the gas pump for a long time. Enjoy it. Take that trip to Grandma's house on Thanksgiving. Go Christmas and see all of your relatives. Enjoy $1.50 a gallon gasoline. I mean, live it up. And people out there are just shouting for joy because we've got $1.50 a gallon gasoline. It is not going back above $50 a barrel anytime soon. And you've got about 6 months to a year before you're going to pay the piper. And that's where this show comes in today, because I'd like to tell you what he said is going to take place within a reasonable period of time after it gets to $50 a barrel. And I waited until it went to $50 a barrel yesterday, Alex, and then called up your producer, and I said, you want to know what's going to happen next? And he said, okay, and I guess that's when he spoke to you, Alex.
Absolutely. In your hour-long conversation with this guy, what's coming next?
Well, you're going to stay right where you are, and I beg the American people, enjoy it, have a good time with it. Go and fill up your vehicle with all of that $1.50 a gallon gasoline. I understand that nationwide at the gas pump, as of this morning, it was announced on national news, is $1.98 a gallon. I have heard of it going down to $1.50 a gallon in certain parts of the East
Coast. That's right. Wholesale in the trucks delivering it, it is $1.15.
Yes. And you can see it at the gas pump at approximately $1.50, and it's going to stay there for a period of time, and $50 a barrel, but watch out. This is only the calm before the storm, because you are going to pay the price within the next few months, and here's why right here. This man said to me, he said, Lindsay, we are going to see the Arab world go into bankruptcy. Listen to it. This is off of the Dow Jones News wires yesterday or two ago, and it says Saudi Arabia, 90% of whose exports stem from oil, has sought to maintain the price of oil at $80 per barrel. They said the kingdom has been obligated for more than $400 billion in defense, energy, security, and infrastructure projects, and if they go below $80 per barrel within a few months' time, Saudi Arabia could basically be into bankruptcy. They have already stopped two of the big world-class skyscrapers.
And I want to be clear, 3.5 months ago on this show, you said that within 4 to 5, 6 months, you said he wasn't specific, but he said within 6 months it was going to drop to 50. You said it was meant to bankrupt China, Russia, the Arabs. You said, but it's also going to bankrupt us. So you've said this before. You're not even making new predictions. You're just pointing out that what he said was going to happen next And so far, I mean, who could have imagined he was right? So explain what happens next.
Well, yeah, everybody thought I was crazy back then, Alex.
I didn't think you were crazy. I know that you worked with Atlantic Richfield, and I know everything you said before was true, so.
Yeah, but talk show hosts laughed at me. They said, this can't possibly happen. I even had on one show a very reputable individual who is right at the very top in the financial world, and I said, this man said to me that it's going to bankrupt the Arabs. He said, oh, come on, Chaplain. He said, you can't possibly bankrupt the Arabs. He said, they're too well fixed.
I'll tell you how you bankrupt them. You get them leveraged in derivatives in the 1.5 trillion, quadrillion, 1,500 trillion. They're all extended in the debt bubble that the Rothschilds and Rockefellers set up. So you can see the master setup.
100 years ago, the Arabs were nothing but nomads roaming deserts riding camels, and they're going to put them back in the same position they were 100 years ago.
They always set everybody up. They build them up and then knock them down.
Yes, and if you look at history, you find that every somewhere between 75 and 100 years, whoever the power elite happened to be at that time, they will destroy one culture and build another, and they're in the process right now of destroying the Arabs. They're going to take away the middle class of America. They're going to build new structures in Indonesia and Russia.
And he told you this. And he told you this.
He told me this. He said every bit of this is going to happen. And then when I called him back and asked him, I said, let me ask you something. I don't want to get in trouble. You know, you've already threatened me, and I had to pull my website. By the way, it's not even up there anymore. We finally cut it out altogether. I had to. They demanded of me.
Why did he do that? I mean, why did he say, you're allowed to tell them that we're going to do this, but don't talk about how we've got plenty of oil anymore?
Oh, yeah. America is definitely going to be kept obligated to the rest of the world for oil. Now, here's what's going to happen, though. Watch it. Folks, I beg of you, prepare right now. You remember 1929 was the Great Depression and the stock, should I say, the stock market crash.
Yes.
1932, before there were lines, soup lines, downtown New York. You are right now in that intermediary state between 1929 and 1932.
Exactly. People don't know that it takes 2 to 3 years to fully unfold, which is what all our experts, from Bob Chapman to Colonel, to Paul Craig Roberts, to Stiglitz, to Gerald Celente, they're all saying the same thing.
Okay, now you say, what's going to happen? First question you have is, how is this going to affect my dinner table? I'm going to read it to you. Here it is, right? It just came off the news wires a day or two ago. Iceland, about 2 to 3 months ago, declared bankruptcy. You want to know what's happening to them today? This is a perfect example of what is going to happen to America. You want to know what's going to happen? Here it is.
The store shelves are empty. Everything's bankrupt. The people are panicking.
300,000 inhabitants of Reykjavik, Iceland are stunned on how fast the standard of living has dropped. Overnight, the people lose their savings. Prices are soaring. Once crowded restaurants are almost empty. Banks are rationing foreign currency, and companies are finding it difficult to do business abroad. Inflation is 16% and rising. People have stopped traveling overseas. The local currency, the corona, was 65 to the dollar a year ago. It is now 130. Companies are slashing salaries, reducing work hours, and in some instances, embarking on mass layoffs. That is exactly what's going to take place in America. And you've got the perfect example in what happened to Iceland. Get ready. You've got 6 to 9 months, possibly 1 year. And this individual said, and I'm going to give you the identical words that he used, because I'm afraid to use any other words. He told me that I'd better be very careful in how I say this. He said, America will see a financial collapse that will be so great that it will take years to come out of it.
Lindsey Williams, through a mutual friend, I got to know, just, you know, barely know, but know, someone worth more than $5 billion. You know, on the record, $5 billion, a lot more than that, who owned a defense contracting company. They said 2 years ago, and that's why they left, they said they had to be gone by early 2008, that they had to be out of the country because, quote, the United States will not exist for all intents and purposes. And then now we have the Army reports and others, they know because they're doing it, that they plan to make this a post-industrial Mad Max Road Warrior country. Now, I hope that doesn't happen, but they are trying to do it. You think they're going to be able to do that, Lindsay?
I think they're going to be able to. And this fits in perfectly, Alex, with a statement that this individual made to me. And I've thought back over the conversation so many times. And just the other day, I said, okay, I'm going to start using this. I don't know whether it meant what he said or not. At the end of the conversation, I said, now, mister, and I called him my name. This man that knows everything that goes on behind closed doors that had called me the middle of June, I said, now, our family has actually, literally, I'm not joking with you, we have literally considered going back into the ministry. And he said, Chaplain, I think that would be a very good idea. He said, for you and for us. And Alex, then I thought over the next words that he said. He said, Chaplain, I would highly recommend that you do that. And he said, I wish you the very best in what you do. He said, I would highly recommend that you leave America and go to the mission field. I have wondered since then, was that man trying to tell me something?
Unbelievable. Well, I mean, when you're talking to well-known billionaires and they are scared, shaking, going, you're right about everything. You're right. They run it all. You can't believe how evil they are. Get out of here. Get out of here. I mean, folks, they're not playing games. They're not playing games, and I want all the cops to know that. You're going to be asked to do unholy things.
Well, Alex, again, let me reiterate, and some people have a very difficult time hearing what you say. And when I said it was going to $50 a barrel, so many people laughed at me. They didn't have time to hear what I was saying. Well, it did that yesterday, $50 a barrel. Now, please hear the second thing I'm saying. It is going to stay $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump. Take that trip at Christmas. Go to Grandma's house at Thanksgiving. Have a good time and enjoy $1.50 a gallon right now while you can afford to pay for it, because the price of the gasoline is not going up, but the money that you have to pay for that gasoline with is not going to enable you to even pay $1.50 a gallon 6 months to a year from now.
Explaining, they've cut the money supply off to the people while gorging the banks full of it to buy everything up. They've made themselves cash flush with our tax money. They've cut the blood supply off to the economy. It is literally dying like a zombie or somebody who just had a heart attack and has got 3-4 minutes to get their heart going again before the brain dies. Lindsay, here's the $64 million question, or the $64 trillion question. Did he say that there was any way to avoid this, any way to get out of this, that there was any chance they weren't going to do this?
He made no indication whatsoever that there was any way around this, and the reason is they want to totally bankrupt the Arabs, and in order to do that, they must keep the price of crude oil at $50 a barrel for an extended period of time. That's the reason they're not going back up on this price anytime soon. And they will succeed in accomplishing their purpose and building new cultures and destroying the old. And in the process of it, America is going to suffer.
Well, Lindsay, you know, I'm here in Texas, and I don't know any big oil company heads, but there's a lot of wildcats that are, you know, billion-dollar, $500 million companies. Well, I mean, each well might cost $20 million to drill these deep ones. So they're, you know, in hundreds of millions of operating capital a week. And I have talked to oil company owners who I run into and who I know in some of the circles of people I know. And people say, well, say their names. I wouldn't know them anymore if I did, folks. This is why you don't tell your sources. And I remember a year ago, before you even said this, they said, well, it's not going to be high forever. So that's why there's a lot of drilling and a lot of, you know, oil and gas being pumped out now. He said it's probably going to go down for a while, and then was giggling about it. So this is probably not a big secret within the oil company executive class.
But, Alex, here's the beauty of this. When this man told me this the middle of June, you're crazy. No way. Now, folks, it has taken place. And if what he said about this is taking place exactly like he said it was going to, I thought it would take a little bit longer than this. But since it has taken place exactly like he said it was going to, you can depend on the other things to take place also. Folks, you have a few months to get ready. I beg of you, prepare the lifestyle that you're willing to live in light of what's going to happen. Now, that price of gasoline is not going to go back up from $1.50 a gallon to the gas pump. It's going to stay there. But the currency that you have to buy that gasoline with is not going to be available.
That's right. They've created a debt bubble. They've created a debt bubble by cutting the money off. It's impossible for the economy to operate, for people to keep businesses going, to be able to pay their bills. Lindsay, I don't have that fancy of a house, but, you know, any house here costs $400,000 or so, $300,000. Should I sell that and move into a farm shack right now?
Well, that's something that you'll have to decide according to the lifestyle that you're willing to live. And the thing I'm telling people is, please.
But, I mean, a four-bedroom is $300,000. You know, a small, middle-class four-bedroom is $400,000 in Austin because the real estate bubble, it was $150,000, you know, six, seven, 8 years ago. I mean, I guess I just, because I don't have the... I moved to the countryside in a shack because, I mean, I get that money out. What do I do?
Well, sit down with your family, first of all, and discuss what lifestyle you're willing to live in light of what's going to take place. Listen to Alex Jones every day so you'll know what's taking place for the past 24 hours. And then, once you've decided what lifestyle you're willing to live, do something about it accordingly.
But I'm talking about myself and many other people that are lower middle class, you know, just you're not even living in a fancy house, but all your money's in that house. I mean, the problem is that I just wish the global...
If you lived in Reykjavik, Iceland today, which is a perfect example of what's going to happen, the best way to do is look at what's happened to others, and you'll know what's happened here. But they say if there's any one thing that history teaches us, that is, it teaches us nothing. But look at Reykjavik, Iceland, exactly what has happened.
Stay there. Final segment. Stay there.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from Pepperspray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from Pepperspray.com? Shop now at Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage? Was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Okay, you know, we
stop asking questions. Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
The headlines are clear.
The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope.
To stay free.
Now, Survival of Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds.
For a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years.
Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
Okay, Lindsay, I'm out most of the week next week with Big Best Ofs. I'm going to be in Sun Live next week. So much is happening. Will you be able, because I know you're talking about leaving the country, will you be able to come on the week after Thanksgiving to give us an update on all this?
I'll be more than happy to, Alex. And in the meantime, I beg of you, the next 12 months, I produced a CD. I also produced a DVD. I feel so compelled to tell you It has happened exactly what they said. It is going to happen exactly what they say is going to happen. If you'd like to know everything from 1960 through 2008, I beg of you to get my entire package. But if all you want
Absolutely.
Is what is going to happen in the next 12 months, please dial this number. The number is 800-321-2900. Now, I beg of you, you've got to sit down with your family. You must discuss what type of lifestyle that you're willing to live in light of what they're doing to us. And in order to do that, you've got to know what the Bible says when it says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
Lindsay, give them that number to get that DVD.
The number is 800-321-2900. The next 12 months, or all the way from 1960 through 2008, what's happening to the American food supply, what's happening to the farmers, you must know it in order to spare your household. 800-321-2900, Alex.
All right. In closing, Lindsay, and we're going to talk to you next week or the week after next as this happens. You know, Lindsay's for real. He's been always, you know, on target in the past. That's who we go with, is people that are accurate and who have great integrity. I hope that your source is wrong, but he's been right so far, and I was actually speechless earlier because my whole family's in Texas. I don't have the money to run to another country. I've sworn to stay here and defend the Republic. I hope there's a way to wake the people up now to politically put pressure on the bankers and the oil companies so they won't be able to politically carry this out. But if the public doesn't know who's behind it, then they're going to be able to carry it out. So I'm going to get an article written about our interview today up on PrisonPlanet.com. by early next week, maybe even this weekend, and I hope the listeners will get that article out to everybody with the audio clip of this interview, and I hope they'll listen. Lindsay Williams, thank you so much for coming on with us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Alex, for the privilege of being on your show to tell the world what's going to happen next.
It's a privilege to have you on, and in case people call me because they always, you know, miss the number, give the number out again.
The number is 800-321-2900. You know, Alex, all I've ever done for 35 years is just merely voice what these people have told me. I'm just like you. I put on my britches every morning just like you do. I'm not a prophet. I have only told for 35, and every time I told it, it happened exactly.
No, no, because it's the elite. It's just like, that's why we go to Istanbul or go to Canada or go to D.C. to cover Bilderberg. It's the same crew. They run the show, and the public needs to figure that out. They want to bankrupt us. Lindsay, good to have you here with us. Take care.
Thank you, Alex.
Have a great Thanksgiving. Have a great weekend. I want to bring Ted Anderson up right now. We got a big guest coming up about carbon taxes. Believe me, you don't want to miss this interview coming up. I want to bring Ted up right now. Ted, before this hour ends, gold went up over $50 today, like we told folks. It's been inching up all week. They've been artificially suppressing the price. You need to buy now while it's low. I'm going to say this very simply and very succinctly. Ted bought this when gold was $80 less than it is now last week. He's almost sold out of the American Eagles and the Franks and the Sovereigns at that price. You'll be able to get gold from Ted next week, though most places don't even have it. That's in the newspaper. Most people are sold out. Ted has the sources, 30 years in business, trusted by the brokers, the big international ones, so he can get it. So he passes those savings on. $80 with the radio special. $80 under what he bought it for last week, but it's almost all sold out. Real fast, Ted, how much do you have left? You were telling me you're low.
I got enough Franks and British Sovereigns to last through this weekend. I'm not kidding you. They're 187, the same exact price I talked about them on Monday. This is the best offer I've done since I've owned Midas Resources.
800-686-2237. 800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.